Hello and welcome to this service of morning worship coming to you from St. Martin's Church, North Nibley. And it's lovely to be back with you after a week doing something else. The Lord be with you and also with you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. Jesus said, "Before you offer your gift, go and be reconciled. As brothers and sisters in God's family, we come together to ask our Father for forgiveness. So together we pray, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we've sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen." May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins, and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Now, the collect for the fourth Sunday after Trinity, that special prayer written just for this Sunday. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have called us to be a free people in your Son. Guide us by your Spirit that we may give ourselves to your service and walk in the liberty herewith you have made us free. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from Romans chapter 6. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. And offer every part of yourself in him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that, though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I'm using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now hear the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, beginning at verse 40. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. How do you feel about having guests over or extending hospitality to others? I find it quite difficult. Hospitality has to be defined as the ability to make your guests feel at home. However you may feel about opening your heart and your home to strangers and guests, I believe that hospitality sort of lies at the heart of our Christian discipleship. By receiving others into our own homes, and especially in churches, we receive them as we would receive Christ himself. In giving ourselves to those who come into our lives, we share Christ himself, the one who has sent us, with them. A few years ago, probably about 6 years ago now, 7 years, there were two new guests at a church not a million miles away from this one. Excellent, I hear you say. That's just the thing we want to see in this time of dwindling congregations. So far, so good. But when an over-enthusiastic member of the congregation, acting on the orders of the absent church warden, descended on the eagerly anticipating couple, demanding their name and dutifully adding it to some sort of attendance register, things went downhill. Not surprisingly, the visiting couple found this behaviour a bit odd and unnerving, as most people would, I would think. And who knows what will be in store for them should they ever return. They haven't yet. We have to remember that the purpose of going to church is to confess our sins and seek forgiveness, to give thanks and for the great benefits that we've received from God, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask for those things that are necessary for body and soul. And since hospitality is about the ability to make your guests feel at home, then it is of no surprise that nowhere in the opening part of Matins or any other church service does it say anything about adding people's names to a register for funding purposes. Today's gospel speaks about hospitality as receiving and welcoming the stranger. Jesus reminds us of a very profound privilege, and along with that, a tremendous responsibility. He tells us that we represent and symbolise him before others. He tells us that the reverse is also true. That is, that others represent and symbolise him, Christ, before us. Jesus assures us that he himself is present in our lives when we welcome others into our midst. He is also present when others do the same for us and invite us in. Jesus is present each and every day in the hospitality that we offer others and others offer us. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said it very well in his book, The Cost of Discipleship. He said, "The bearers of Jesus' word receive a final word of promise for their work. They are now Christ's fellow workers and will be like him in all things. Thus, they are to meet those to whom they are sent as if they were Christ himself. When they are welcome into a house, Christ enters with them. They are bearers of his presence. They bring with them the most precious gift in the world, the gift of Jesus Christ. And with them they bring God the Father, and that means indeed forgiveness and salvation, life and blessing. That is the reward of their toil and suffering. Every service people give them is service provided to Christ himself." So the message today is, if we want to encounter Christ, we should look to the people around us. We find Christ in the world, but Matthew chapter 10 turns that around. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. We find Christ in the world, and the world finds Christ in us. The world finds Christ in us. That is a big thought. Whoever welcomes us welcomes the one who sends us. Whatever kindness and hospitality we receive, the same kindness and hospitality is given to Jesus our Lord. If we want to know where to see Christ in the world, we should look in the face of a stranger, someone about whom we know nothing. And if the world needs to know where to see Christ, Christ is found in us. These two texts show us two sides of hospitality: the calling to provide hospitality to the stranger and the challenge of accepting hospitality from the world. We bring Christ before others in our homes, in the church, in school, at work, at play, in the whole world. What would happen if every day we were always conscious of this truth and did our best to put it into practice? When we offer and receive hospitality, Jesus is made present. This truly is the most precious gift we could give to anyone. Amen. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Let us affirm together our common faith in Jesus Christ. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? I believe and trust in him. This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We are the body of Christ. By one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. We come to our time of prayer. Holy God, we raise our prayers to you in the power of the Spirit, which unites us with Christ Jesus, trusting that you will hear our prayers and use them to accomplish your will for the world and for the church. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Faithful God, we pray for all people who seek to follow your way in their lives, especially those who find it difficult doing that. Let your church speak your word of truth with confidence and in unity, so that those who are searching and listening will be able to see and hear clearly your message of love and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray for people and nations whose troubles drown out your music of harmony, and where the violent heat of anger seeks to destroy your word of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for the people around us in our neighbourhoods and our places of work. Give us sensitivity and insight into their needs and vulnerabilities, so that we may learn truly to love our neighbours as ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for people we know who are ill, anxious, or bereaved, and for those that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. We pray that you will lead them and us in peace towards healing and wholeness of mind and spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, many people die by violence, war, and famine, natural disaster each day. Show your mercy to those who suffer so unjustly for these sins against your love, and gather them to the eternal kingdom of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we offer ourselves to you in faith and confidence. Show us as we go out into the world this week how we can best prepare ourselves to be part of your response to our prayers. Fill us with the spirit of life which was in Christ Jesus, your Son, our Saviour. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we bring our prayers to a close with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so we go out to serve the Lord, faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases, and whose mercies never come to an end. Grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love, new every morning in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you and those that you love this day and forever. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen. It's lovely to see you. I'm working a week ahead here, right? So I will not be there next Sunday because I'm doing a service over in Wootton. So I guess it'd be the Sunday after that then. So there's something for you to avoid if you want to. Have a lovely week in the sun. Do stay safe in this sun. It will start raining soon, and then we'll all moan about the rain. Have a good week. Bye-bye.